HLE Radio, the morning show. If I did this right, and I should have by this time, I should have Randy Fincham on the line with me. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Hunter. How's things going?
Good, brother. And I can hear you, so everybody else should be able to hear you. I finally did it right.
Awesome. What a beautiful morning with all this great Christian country radio, and I turn it on there, and I hear that deep old voice of Kristen Davis, and I know that it's going to be one of those good days again. The sun's shining up here. It's hot up here in Tennessee, so it's got to be really hot down there in Louisiana. So
Man.
I'm glad to be here.
It's muggy. Like always.
Hey, when we were down there a few years ago in March, I love those 50-degree nights down there, because a 50-degree night in Louisiana felt a lot better than one up here in Tennessee. It was just so comfortable there, you know, with the humidity being just right.
Oh.
I know it's got, you know, but yeah, I miss the family reunions. I look at those pictures and think of those times fondly. So I hope we can do it again one day.
Yeah, man, we need to, man. It's definitely missed for sure. During the March time frame, man, when all of the pictures started coming back up and all the people started sharing the memories, we realized how much all that was missed. Man, I'd like to do it again, man. You know, there would have been no way to do it this year. I wanted to, but man, with everything that happened to Royland, there would have just been no way to pull that off at all.
Well, I'm glad she's doing better and starting to get out there. I've been praying for you both down there. I know when it rains, it pours sometimes. The devil makes his move, tries to knock you off your game. And yeah. I know God never promises he's going to spare us that stuff, but he always promises he's going to walk us through.
Absolutely.
And, I went through some family times myself, and that's one of those things that we have to remind ourselves as Christians. I don't remind it all the time that hey, God's not going to get us through.
Right.
He's not going to spare us that kind of stuff, but he's going to always get us through it. And there's just something about knowing that even if you're like me, I complain and stomp and cuss sometimes, and still. It keeps me centered just enough where I can, keep on going. And gosh, without that hope, I don't know how I would make it
right
through, losing my son and the sickness that comes. That's the one thing when they say he'll get you through what? Well, get you through everything.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And sometimes we come through, we don't come through, exactly. Spotless and clean, but we just make it through by the hair of our chinny chin chin.
I hear you, brother. Listen, man, before we get to the song and all that stuff, I want some people to get some background on you, man, because one, you're our publicist for HLE Radio, which you graciously do, and we appreciate that. But you're more than that, man. You've been songwriting for a good while, and I mean, you've had some, not only some Christian country hits, but you had some other hits. You wrote for some, I mean, Sammy Kershaw recorded some of your stuff, and some other folks.
Louisiana boys have been really good to me.
Yeah.
Sammy and you.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got some other cuts by some other folks too, right?
It's weird. It's weird how the Lord works. I'm an old country Tennessee boy, no connection to Ireland in any way, and I've ended up getting like five songs recorded over there. One was released last week by the great Mary Duff. This is how God works in just really strange ways. Her last single was with the Prague Orchestra, of Czechoslovakia,
yeah,
back in December. It was a Christmas single, Mary Duff,
yep,
and the Prague Orchestra. So her next single is one written by me and my buddy Kent Maxson. So somebody that records with the Prague Orchestra released one of my songs, kind of blows my mind, and it's just really. Yeah, odd how the Lord is very a fascinating God we have. He's very mysterious. He's very he seems to have a sense of humor, and he just he seems to be just so much so much more than we can fathom in this journey in life is getting to know him, because he already knows us.
Yeah.
And so I've had cuts in Ireland. I've had Sammy Kershaw, which I'm looking at the record on the wall here, and I still look at that and thought, man, Sammy Kershaw got one of my songs.
Yeah.
He re-released it last year, right, and on a 2 gold record project. So now you see on one of the discs, you see my song, I Can't Wait to Waste a Little Time. Then you look at the other disc, and it's got Queen of My Double Wide Trailer. So I say it proudly, and I mean it, I say it proudly, I'm on the same project as Queen of My Double Wide Trailer.
Wow.
I wish my daddy was here to see that.
Right, right.
I love that. You know, that blows my mind. I had a background in drugs, and from 2006 to 2009, I was really I'm going to say the term crackhead. I'm not going to say I was on crack cocaine. Now, let's make it what it is.
Yeah.
I was out in the hell. I was a crackhead, if there ever was a crackhead. I lost everything in life.
Wow.
I had a nice job working in accounting with the state of Tennessee, and you know it's hard to get fired from a government job.
Yeah.
I was such a screw up on crack cocaine, they fired me from a government job.
Wow.
My daddy died of cancer while I was still an active crackhead. I'm back home living with mama, and about 3 months, no, 6 months after Dad passed away, it was September 12, 2009. I'm riding a motorcycle between Nashville and Shelbyville, Tennessee, and I remember talking to God to the hum of the motorcycle. I said, God, I want this to be over. And I could feel his words. I could feel it. You know, I couldn't auditory hear it with my ears, but I could feel his words. Would you believe me if I did end it, you know? And I said, yes. And he said, it's done. And from that point on, no more crack cocaine. And, you know, not that it was easy street from there on out, but that was where the crack ended.
Wow.
And then here, you know, 14 years later, I went back to school, went back to college, graduated college at Nashville State, and then at 41 had my first cut. And one of the first cuts was from a guy that I met in a field down in Alabama named Steve Robertson. We met that day, we hit it off, and he told me, he said, I like that Jesus Was a Rebel song.
That was your first cut, really?
Well, that was one of my first. That
one
was
of
about
your first.
The third
okay.
cut.
Was that your first Christian country cut, or that was your...
That was the third cut we had. Well, I think a lot of them got cut, but it wasn't released for a while.
Okay.
Steve cut that and released it in 2013. And that was my introduction to...
Wow.
The Christian country music, and
wow.
A guy named Hunter Logan and a station named HLE Radio. And I've been riding Steve Robertson coattails ever since. He's cut a few of the songs. You've been in the studio when we recorded, and he recorded Between Those Two Doors, which was a hit.
Yeah.
But it's been a great ride. I love Christian country music. That's where my heart's at. That's where for country, that's where it's at now. You don't see Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton releasing these songs like the Bible Versus Me, by accident.
Right.
That's because
right.
those suckers sell, and they sell because they're authentic, because they're real.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I agree 100% with that.
But yeah, it's been a great ride. I love Christian country music, and I've never released a solo single until now.
Right. You've wrote plenty. You've wrote with a lot of folks, and you've written for a lot of folks in the Christian country place. Have recorded your songs and stuff. But you're very active in Nashville with songwriter rounds and different. Places. You host a lot of songwriters. One, I'm very fortunate you let me be a part of. Why, I don't know, but I'm so grateful for that, man. You actually was the first one to let me, when God let me get back into writing and doing stuff, you are the first one to open the door for me to let me in to do something like that.
Well, that was the Lord lead us together again, because that song, You Can't Shack Up With the Devil, my gosh, took off on its own, ended up getting, number 4, number 8 on the Power Source chart, and I remember
six,
that song all coming together. right there in the cabin the night at Jim Oliver's Smokehouse, right there in the cabins behind the venue there. Yeah. You guys come in, and I slept worth the crap all night. And who was that? You had one of y'all had the idea. You and Steve. The other one thought it wasn't going to work.
Steve didn't think it was going to work. I had the idea. Steve didn't think it was going to work. But he didn't say nothing. He was saying it to himself. He was thinking it.
We've written a couple of them out there, you know, the Even You with Darren Dickens, who's listening right now. Yeah. I don't know where he's at on the road. He's probably in Atlanta watching the Braves game tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That seems to be a thing.
But yeah, it's a great hotbed up there. It's a great great place to perform and a great place to write up there.
Yeah, I enjoy it, man. So far we've wrote every time we've done it, and we're doing it again in October, right? Or coming up?
November. I think it's November 6th we'll be up there. My goodness, we're going to ride. But yeah, Steve's recorded my songs. T.K. Brown, Saddle Up, me and her, and the songwriting machine, Corey Lee Barker, wrote that one. That was number one on the countdown. Yeah. And You Can't Shack Up With the Devil, one of my favorites.
You still do that one, don't you, at times?
I sure do. Yeah, I do that in that drop D. I try it in that drop D tune. And I try my little Travis Tritt growl there at the end of it. Yeah. Sometimes I pull it off, sometimes not so much. but the effort and the heart is there.
Okay, man, we're getting ready to get to your song, but I got to shout out to your father-in-law, man. I don't know how you ended up in there, man, but he is absolutely one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite songwriter, artist type guys. And I know he had some health problems a while back. Is he doing any better?
He's doing good. He's recovering nicely. He's still got a ways to go, but he's alive. And this is one of those miracles, because he went, and Gerald Smith's my father-in-law. He's a hee-haw Georgia quacker.
Yeah.
You see that animated duck, that quacking duck going across the stream? That was Gerald. He also wrote some huge hits. Lori Morgan, What Part of No, Colin Ray, Every Step. Those were two number ones. But he's one of the few guys in Nashville that has a George Strait and a George Jones cut.
Yeah.
His George Jones is Silver Bullets, and the George Strait is my favorite song. It was on the Easy Come, Easy Go album called One Look at You. And when we met James G., a little side note here, I met James G. at ICM's over there, in 2017 over there in Music Valley in Nashville. James is a George Strait encyclopedia, and he starts singing that song to me when I told him my father-in-law wrote that. And man, he sang it just almost as good as George Strait did. But that was Gerald. We thought we were going to lose him.
Yeah,
he went from having just a basic heart procedure to having sepsis. Yeah. And we thought we were going to lose him. He had that look that we may lose him. And Lord, kept him with us, and he's fought his way back. We had a great benefit. Marty Raven came by to play. And him and Marty, I got great pictures of them. Gerald's very much beloved. Gerald was my co-writer before I ever met my wife. And one thing I noticed about Gerald Hunter, he's a multi-million selling writer, and he was the first of the hit writers I'd ever written with that would call me and say, "Hey, on this song we're writing, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?" He would ask me what I thought.
Wow.
And he's just a wonderful feller. He's had some stuff that you play. Shorty Was a Big Man. He's a Darren and Brooke Aldridge. He's a Coming, Are You Going? We got a great bluegrass record that came out a couple of years ago, but he's still here with us. He told me the other day he's picking that guitar up. He's getting back in playing shape.
Good deal.
But he is an awesome fella. He was thrilled to meet you. I'll never forget the ICM. It was over there in Nashville. Was it Maxwell? I can't remember where the hotel was. We met you at night, and we come over there when my mother-in-law was in the hospital. Still got all those pictures, and thrilled to meet you. And he is a big inspiration of mine, one of my favorite writers of all time. But thank you for loving him. I know he everybody taking to him and giving him well wishes through all this, and prayers is one of the things why he's still here today.
Now, one thing I've had to do this morning with you, man, and I always have to do this, is pull stuff out of you to a degree because you're a humble guy. And I mean this as a compliment to you because I have to do this because you could name drop all day long. I know you don't like to do it, and so I'm not going to get you to do it, but I'm just trying to give people a background of what you do and how you do it, man. So
I already name dropped. I said Steve Robertson.
Yeah, right. And again, proving my point to proving my point, man, which makes me love you even more, man, that you're so humble about that, dude. Let's get to the Jesus People song now. You say you wrote this with some TV guys now? Is that my understanding?
Or you? Yeah, this thing came together, actually. We were kind of remotely. We were going back and forth on this. David Graham. David Graham's written songs in Breaking Bad and a whole lot of other TV shows. And David, you know, he's had other cuts, too, but over 300 TV and film cuts. And he lives in McMinnville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. not far from me here. Mm-hmm. And when we play, you talk about playing these writer's rounds, David's always the one that walks in the room. Nobody, he doesn't perform. He's the lyricist. And okay. He's always in the back of the room, sitting in the corner. Nobody ever pays him any attention and everything. I'm thinking, you know, this guy has more cuts than anybody in this place, me included, combined. And he's just sitting back there. And mm-hmm. you're talking about humble, inconspicuous, but back at the end of the room. But yeah, him and he had this idea. And then Kurt Edger, Kurt's a New York City boy. Mm. And he's down here in Franklin now. But Kurt, we all started bantering this back and forth. And as it came along, Kurt has this cool, a melody that I never would have thought of. And a second verse in the direction I never would have thought of. And as this thing is being completed, I'm thinking, you know, I'm led to thinking this should be released and just see how the people react to it, because there's a great message in this. That mm-hmm. if not us, you know, I'm sitting around in these crazy times. We see all these crazy stories, mm-hmm. and you you keep waiting on the talk show host to stand up, the politicians to stand up. Well, you know, if not. And it hasn't. They're just human beings just like us. What is that saying you always see? I don't know if Gandhi said it or what. But I don't know. I always see it all the time. Be the change you want to see in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if not us, you know, why not us? Why not us do? And it doesn't have to be you're doing like James Bond, travel the world stuff. You can, you know, go, you know, work at your local polling place. You can mm-hmm. go, I don't know, volunteer at your church for what they do as an outreach, you know. You can continue to run your house, and I'm not talking about the House of Representatives. I'm talking about our house. If anything we can do, the most basic and most powerful is keep our faith and keep our house mm-hmm. as a ray of light. Don't let the craziness turn us, and we can continue to be, unbeknownst to us, a light to people in so many ways. So, you know, and keep the faith and keep a good outlook in these trying times. And I can guarantee you, you're going to get some people's attention if you do. If you do, you know, you don't have to be a fire and brimstone street corner preacher. You can be if you want to, but you can just live your life the best way you can and don't lose hope. Yeah. You know, and little by little we can keep the light going. You know, who knows how this is? Well, we do know how it's ultimately going to play out. We do, but we can't. You know, it's going to take a lot of people down, and it doesn't have to take us down. We can save a lot of souls without even uttering a single Bible verse. We can, but we can, you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't really know enough. I don't know this, and I don't know that. I tell you what, you know your faith, and you got it within you. It says it in Proverbs 139. Got it pulled up today. Both of these are in the same thing. We were created. He knew us when he was knitting us together in our mother's womb. And when he was doing this, all the days ordained for us were written in the book of life. So he knew we were going to live in this crazy time.
Right.
You know, for some reason, we were picked. You and I, we were picked for this really crazy, really extraordinarily crazy time. We, just like the greatest generation, was picked for World War II. Well, God picked you, me, everybody out there listening, to live in these times. So he must have thought we had the fortitude and the heart to make it through and to make a difference. So, you know, Jesus people are going to be the ultimate thing that saves things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to take Jesus, man. You can't do it without it. There's no doubt in my mind about
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Now, the hooking up with these guys here, man, is that a result of your new writer's contract or with your company? You just signed something, didn't you?
This is something too. Universal Music Germany. I signed some songs over them as administrator, which means they'll, if there's any, it's not a staff writing yet, but it is these songs on the Mary Duff Project and the other European cuts I've had, they will go collect if there's anything to collect on the European market.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just to have my name associated with a Universal Music, it's like, Lord, gosh, thank you.
Wow.
I never would have thought that in the slightest. But I've known David and Kurt for a few years before that. So
I
heard David's name mentioned several times before we finally crossed paths. So it predates that. But these guys, they're very good writers. Kurt, he's got his own studio and records it really, really great. They have had so many placements in TV and film. This song almost sounds like a TV show theme.
Yeah,
if you listen to it, it's got a really bluesy type of feel, it's something that me in my country leanings would not have thought of by myself, and I was very, very glad to write it with them. And just when it came out, when it shaped out what it is, who's going to save us? Tell me, who's it going to be? It's Jesus people, just like you and me. It's like,
right.
Wow, let's put this out there, because even if just, who knows how it's going to do at radio, but even if some people hear that and realize that they can do some good from wherever they're at, then it's done its job. Then it's spread. The word of God is what? It does not return void. When he's behind something, it changes. There's things we hear. There's things we see that we can put out there, and the ripple effect, we'll never know. We see historical figures that say changed everything, but what about the person that made Einstein's breakfast, huh?
Yeah.
What about the church that George Washington went to? The people behind the people, you'll never know their names, but without them, without those Jesus people, in so many ways, things do not turn out the way, and the victory does not happen the way that it did. Fascinating when you think about it, and that's something I think that the darkness that the devil doesn't want us to know how much power we have in our actions and our words. Even if we're even outside the church walls, we can really change things. Even if you feel like you can't, because he wants you to feel like you can't, like this is so powerful, you won't make any difference. You might not ever know till you get to heaven what kind of difference you made.
That's right, brother. That's right. Well, man, I am excited to play this for the folks. And, dude, thanks for calling in. Thanks for letting us release it, man. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Hunter. I love you very much. You are powerful for Christian country music and in so many ways. And you're the man. And I love you, Steve, Brian, and all the guys. What a team. I'm honored to be part of that team. And just everybody, the listeners and the folks we've met, you guys are my whole life. This Christian country is the purpose. There's something amiss. There's not amiss. There's something happening here with Christian country music. There's something that's an ingredient in these times. There's no, it's no accident that Christian country is coming together in this crazy, crazy time. God knows what he's doing. You're an ingredient in this big old cake that God's making. Love you. Thank you for premiering the song. Hope everybody likes it. Hope you do. And I hope it spurs you to action, because you matter. You were created for times just like these. You can change. You can change the world. You might not ever know it, but you can change the world. And just keep the faith and do what God leads you.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much, man. Hey, you be safe. All right, brother. Love you.
Love you, Hunter. Thank you.
Yep.